Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Mike Crute is off for the day. I'm the co-devil host, Dominic Salvia. Thank you for joining us. And I'm super happy in this happy hour to introduce our friend, the godfather of progressive talk, Bill Press. You can find him at BillPressPods.com. Bill, it's been too long, man. Welcome back.
Hey, Dom, good to see you. Yeah, welcome back to you, too. Hey, what? So, the Godfather. There are a lot of people who would dispute that title, but thank you. Hey, what is that? You know, I've been to Madison several times. What is that bridge in the background? I've never seen that bridge.
Oh, this is in Milwaukee. So that's the Hone Bridge in Milwaukee. I broadcast out of Milwaukee. Crudy broadcasts out of Madison. Sometimes we're on Walker's show. We got lots of studios, man. This media mogul that Crudy's turning into, man. We're all over the place now, Bill.
Hey. We got Madison, we got Milwaukee, we got Washington, D.C. Right here.
And we got Minneapolis, we got Chicago. Man, we are growing. We got California. We're all over the place, Bill. So it's a joy to be with you again, my friend. We've been talking about, of course, this tragedy, another mass shooting. 1.7 mass shootings per day in this country, Bill. And this one in the Chicago suburbs of Highland Park, some jackass gets an automatic or a weapon and gets on top of a building and just starts pecking off innocent civilians, Bill. And we get the usual thoughts and prayers. And literally, like Darren Bailey, he's the GOP mega gubernatorial candidate in Illinois, he comes out and says, well, you know, this is terrible. 90 minutes after the people are shot, 90 minutes, an hour and a half, sends out a live feed on his Facebook to his 111,000 followers saying, oh, it's tragic. Pray for the people and law enforcement, and time to move on and celebrate the 4th. Mm-hmm. Bill, what's your take on how the Republicans continually seemingly just dismiss these mass shootings?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it is so sad. The idea, the 4th of July of all days, right? Yeah. You know, a small town, take your kids out, get the picnic chairs out, you know, get the cooler and this nut on top of a building starts firing down into the crowd. It is so tragic. But, you know, at the same time, hate to be cynical, but this is America. I mean, what would the 4th of July be like in America without a mass shooting?
It's almost perfect in a terrible way, almost perfect.
And what does it tell us? The message is so loud and clear. And these so many idiots just don't get it. By the way, I was glad to see Governor Pritzker out there and said, everybody's going to say now's not the time to talk about guns. Now is the perfect time to talk about guns. It is. It's the only time. And yet, you saw what happened after Buffalo. You saw what happened after Uvalde even. This gang of Republican senators just down the street from me, right? They couldn't even bring themselves to raising the minimum age to buy one of these assault weapons from 18 to 21, right? You can't walk in a beer in Texas, walk in a bar in Texas and buy a beer at 18. Right. You can walk into a gun store and buy an AR-15. It is such bullshit. Sorry, but it is. It is a bullshit piece of legislation that they passed that basically does nothing, really. I mean, I know it's the most that the Democrats could get the Republicans to agree to, but I don't know what it's going to take, and I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to stand up and say, our kids are better than this. They're worth more than this. Our lives are worth more than this. Yeah. We have to do something.
It's going to, it's going to take one of them getting shot, or it's going to take one of their, you know, some sooner or later, someone that they care about is going to be impacted by gun violence, right? I mean, if you're talking about 1.7 mass shootings a day, let alone all the other, you know, not mass shootings, you know, only two or three people shot all over this country. I mean, we have more guns than people in this country. And Bill, what's your take? The thought that if somehow all of a sudden we as a country decided, you know, we're not going to let these particular weapons of mass destruction be allowed to be sold on a retail where you get your bowling shoes and your Nikes, you can go pick up your AR-15. We're not going to allow that anymore. We have the certain class, these types of things. We're going to pare it down, right? And people just lose their freaking minds over that, Bill. And I'm thinking, well, you can't get a Tommy gun. You can't get a howitzer, system. You can't get a jet. If you're talking about taking down a tyrannical government, well, why don't you just do what Trump did? Try a soft coup. But you're not going to beat the military of this country with your AR-15.
It makes no sense at all. And by the way, what makes it even more dangerous now is this Clarence Thomas Supreme Court.
Oh, right? Man. Yeah.
Which came out with this latest ruling, which is really, look, we can spend too much time on this. I just wrote an op-ed piece that got a lot of flack because I wrote it for CNN, by the way. It was the CNN website. Repeal the Second Amendment. Stop debating it. Nobody's ever going to agree that it says the little bit that it says, right? Which is if you're part of a militia, which, by the way, in those days were patrols, white supremacists, white nationalists, if you will, white supremacist patrols to keep the slaves in their place. That's what those militia were. And you could have a gun in your closet, in your house. Nothing about self-defense in the Second Amendment. That only came with the Heller decision, which was, 1997, I think, or something, that Scalia wrote. And now the Supreme Court has taken the Thomas Court one step farther and said, that Second Amendment, whereby you could keep that rifle in your house if you were a white guy hunting down slaves, now that means you can carry your gun anywhere you want, any gun you want, anytime you want. It's nuts. And they're just getting started, right? Yeah, like you, I don't know what it's going to take. I think, I hate to make this just political, but one thing it's going to take is vote these damn Republicans out of office and put some people in there who will make some, Republicans or Democrats, by the way, who will make some, are willing, have the balls to make some good, sensible, common sense decisions about gun safety.
Well, let's drill down on that briefly, Bill. If you repeal the Second Amendment, that does not mean that you do not, does that mean that nobody has a weapon, or does that mean you just no longer have the constitutional right, quote unquote, to arms? How do you see that flowing through?
Well, when I say repeal the Second Amendment, sort of included in that is replace it with something which makes sense for the 21st century.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah. You want to go hunt Bambi? Well, that's your choice.
Yeah, but the weapons that they're getting to hunt people with, they're not going to use to hunt Bambi with because you're not going to get any meat out of it. I mean, it's just total destruction that is meant to kill and maim, period.
Let me tell you, if the combination of this gun decision by the Supreme Court and the abortion decision by the Supreme Court don't motivate...
Yeah.
Let me add one thing. And the announcement by Clarence Thomas that his next goal is to take the rights away from LGBTQ Americans who fought for that, who have been fighting for all of us, fighting for those rights, for the last 50 more years.
Well, and don't forget about the contraception, but one thing Clarence Thomas didn't have a problem with was interracial marriage, Bill.
I wonder why.
Strange how that works. Yeah.
So what I mean, if the combination of those three things, the abortion, the guns, and coming after the LGBTQ community, if that doesn't motivate young people to get out and vote in November, you know what? We're screwed.
Yeah.
And we deserve the mess that we're in.
We deserve the government we get, Bill, and it's not great right now. So hopefully we can all do a little bit better. Bill Press from the BillPressPods.com, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Bill, thanks for coming around, man. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You got something more on this issue? Okay. I know we got a few more minutes in this segment, but you got some time to stick around for a segment or two beyond this, Bill? Okay, awesome. I want to get into some good news. We've been talking about these terrible tragedies, and at 1.7 mass shootings a day, we could do an entire show only on mass shootings every single day. Yeah. So let's talk about perhaps some areas where we might get some justice. Fulton County in Georgia, the DA has the grand jury. This is under the supervision of a judge. So this is not a political issue. Has now issued subpoenas. Subpoenas for Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, the attorney, and a whole bunch of others, including Senator Lindsey Graham, a senator getting subpoenaed by the Fulton County Grand Jury, along with Kenneth Cheeseborough, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, and Cleta Mitchell, you know, this fine stack of attorneys that Trump surrounded himself with. It seems like this, I got to tell you, while I'm certainly appreciative of what J6 is doing and the testimony of Cassidy Hutchison last week was just was compelling. But these state charges, I think, and this state grand jury might be the quickest route to some justice. We've got a few minutes left in this segment. Bill, what are your thoughts?
Let me tell you, Fulton County, go Fulton County, right? What's amazing is that Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, I wouldn't put Lindsey Graham in that case, but in that camp, but that Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump are still out of jail, and John Eastman are still out of jail. And the most legal trouble I think they're in is in Georgia, because this investigation is under, there is no doubt, we got the evidence, we heard the tape, they tried to get the Georgia election officials to commit a federal crime. Their fingerprints are all over it. Now, you know, I think Lindsey Graham, I'm not a big fan, but I don't think he was that as directly involved, but he certainly said some statements that supported what they were doing, which is why he's on the list. But this is trouble. And here's my question, and we'll leave it at this. We'll pick it up in the next if you want. My question is, why is Fulton County so red hot to go after Donald Trump, and Merrick Garland is sitting on his ass and letting Donald Trump get away with destroying our democracy? I thought trying to overthrow the United States government was a federal crime, at least a freaking misdemeanor.
Bill Press, pause.com. Hold that thought, and I'll have an answer for you on the other side. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Come back with our pal Bill Press.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Bill Press from BillPressPods.com sticking around for at least another segment. Bill, appreciate you doing so. Let's talk briefly about Merrick Garland. I mean, we've seen this Fulton County grand jury in Georgia going after some of people around Trump. And your criticism, and I think to some degree, is there that Garland is not doing what Fawny Willis has been doing, and he's sitting on his ass. Well, I kind of thought like that for a while, but I'm starting to think maybe not, man. Maybe he's actually got a buttoned up crew. I mean, when he got into the DOJ, first of all, he had to stop the bleeding. I mean, what that place was a disaster after Barr, right? And all the things, so there's lots of issues there. And then you get this thing dropped in your lap, right? And now you got to go through the process. So let alone of the 800 people and still several hundred apparently still not charged that they're looking for, going through that process. We know there's grand juries impaneled at least to look at some of these false fraudulent elector issues, right? So they're out there. They went and got Eastman's phone the other day, right? I mean, so as some of this information comes out, we see that the DOJ itself is actually following through. I'm with you. I perhaps think maybe it's not enough. I'd like to see it go faster. But I'm under the impression that the DOJ is not going to let this thing slide, Bill.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I am somewhat encouraged by the fact that Merrick Garland gave a speech, remember, about a year ago, where he said, we're going to follow the facts. We're going to follow the truth, no matter where it leads, no matter how high it goes. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. It's been a year. It's been 2 years that he's there. Where's the beef, I guess, is my question. I have interviewed at least three members of the January 6th committee. And I ask each of them if they have any evidence or any knowledge that Merrick Garland is conducting his own. The first question is, are they going to make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice? Now, they can. They can't do anything themselves.
Well, and Liz Cheney came out over the weekend and seemed to imply, or at least said that, there could be more than one.
Yes, good for Liz Cheney, right? Yeah, so they can, and she implied that they're certainly, they talked about it, I know, but they have not made that decision, and they may not. They may just issue a report. But the second question is, do they think that Merrick Garland, I've asked three of them, is conducting his own parallel investigation using the information that they're putting out there? Not one of the three said they saw any sign of that at all. Now, Zoe Lofgren, who's one of the ones I talked to, said that was appropriate, that we should not know what the Justice Department is doing.
Right.
Conducting a city. But let me tell you, the clock is running, Dom. That's my problem. And now people are saying Trump is planning on announcing, right, early, maybe this month, maybe next month for 2024, and then Merrick Garland can't go after him because everybody's going to say, oh, it's political, right? He's a candidate now. You can't, and so he's, again, politicizing the Justice Department, which is rich, by the way, after Donald Trump turned the Justice Department and Bill Barr into his private lackey, right, and private attorney. But I think Garland is afraid of criticizing that he is making it too political. We have a president of the United States. It's worse than we thought, particularly after, as you mentioned, that testimony last week by Cassidy Hutchinson. He summoned these people here. He knew they were armed. He sent them to the United States Capitol with their firearms to take on members of Congress, and he tried to join them himself. Hello. I mean,
right. That seems somewhat problematic, right? I mean, that's probably not a great thing, right? And don't forget, you know, get rid of the mags, get rid of the metal detectors on top of it, right? Here, this thing, Bill, and again, I maybe we disagree on to the extent, and I'm hoping, and I'm a pessimist, but I try to be an optimist, Bill. That he's buttoned down, he's got a bead, and he's going to do what he's got to do. And he's going to be damned no matter what he does, right? He's going to be called political if he does or doesn't. You know, he's going to be called a wimp if he doesn't. He's going to be political if he does. And so, but I got to believe that if we do not, as a country, right, through our justice system, investigate. I mean, maybe there's some exculpatory evidence we haven't seen yet, right? Because this is all a bunch of Republicans who worked for Trump and were appointed by Trump testifying against him, which seemingly Trump and all the other MAGAs seem to forget about, Bill. That we must, because obviously if this gets by, if you can get away with doing this, then everybody's going to do it, Bill.
Look, we know that indicting a former president of the United States is a big freaking deal, right? I mean, that is huge.
Yes.
And we should not do it. We should not do it lightly. I don't think in this case it would be done lightly. But we have to realize, too, this is the first former president of the United States who has tried to tear down our democracy and is still trying to do it. So you can't just say, oh, former presidents have to be, you know, kind of let off the hook. Nobody's ever tried to destroy this country the way Donald Trump is. And it was wrong in the Civil War. It was wrong when the British burned Washington. It's wrong when Donald Trump tried to burn it down.
Do you see it, the trend line, though? Obviously, going after the people that actually charged the Capitol, you're going after the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. They do have some negotiation. They do have some willing witnesses that are working with them in that regard. We know about the Willard Hotel War Room. We know, according to Cassidy Hutchinson, the Chief of Staff Meadows wanted to, you know, go in the room and hang out with the fellas and plan on that day. I mean, Bill, there's just so very much evidence. It would be really hard to believe that the DOJ isn't over every single step of it.
I just say, I think he has to do it for the sake of the country before November, before November 4th or whatever the election day is. So everybody knows this guy is a criminal, or at least facing criminal charges.
He is a criminal. I'll say it, Bill. Bill Press, BillPressPods.com. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for hanging out, Bill. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Look forward to hanging out with you again real soon.
All right. You guys are the greatest. Anytime. See you later.
Thank you, Bill. See you, man. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with your calls at 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
Under arrest, Trump.
Do it now.
Come on! Do it now!